Yeah, I think it's if you watch the game and you don't see the stats, no, you will see, you will realize that was a tough game.
Yeah.
Against a team that was pushing from the beginning, was pressing, a lot of throw-ins, corners, that we were expecting that, so we have to defend this kind of situation. If you see the stats, we have 20 attempts and they had 10. That means that there was more about they are close, they are dangerous, but they didn't have clear chances, and we have some chances that maybe we could score, maybe in the counter-attacks to finish the game. But tough game, good result, a great effort from players after the victory the other day, and really pleased.
And one of the rare bits of real quality in the game gets the goal that wins the game.
Yeah, we know that Christian Atsu is a player that can do different things. He has the pace, he has the ability, and when we put him on the pitch, it's because we knew he scored a goal like this the other day in the training session. We knew that he could be dangerous in this situation against teams that they are high. Then 1v1 situation with the fullback, these kind of players, they are always very dangerous.
Has he been one of the players who you've been desperate to have a look at, you know, to give a start to?
Yeah, we know that it's not easy when you are coming late and then you have to adapt to a team that is new, everything is new. So really pleased because he was training really well. Mm-hmm. We have to decide to leave Richie, that is a great player, mm-hmm. instead of Richie to play Christian. And I think that the staff, we realized that was the right time. So play him against a fullback, mm-hmm. isolated 1v1, could be a good situation for us. And in the end, was a fantastic situation for
and
us.
And likewise, tough decision to leave out Andre Yedlin, who's done great for you at right back. You know, but Vernon Anita comes back in.
Yeah, I think it was important to give the chance to Jedlin to rest a little bit because he was with two problems with his ankle. So I didn't want to take the risk when you have a player like Anita that is someone that you can trust 100%. So I think the Andre Jedlin, he understood really well. And Anita was competing well too.
Did you think that Villa and what happened at Villa might be coming back to haunt you again? You know, not adding to the one goal and... It was a bit like the Alamo at the end there, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then we had the chances in one or two counter-attacks to finish the game. But
yeah.
You know, when you cannot control if they put the throw-ins there and corners there. Everything cannot be perfect, so you can be strong like we were. In the air, we put another centre-back, we were stronger. But still, you have a lot of bodies there and everything can happen. So the good thing is we were well-organised. And then we were pushing and creating some chances in counter-attack that mm-hmm. in the end is what you were looking for.
Is the international break a good thing or a bad thing for you now?
We would say that it's good because we cannot change anything, so we'll take the positive to see the families, enjoy, relax a little bit and concentrate for the next games.